Welcome to The Fix, a nightly podcast for young teens on drugs. This is your host, Jarrell, and I have a special guest, Brandon, that I'll be interviewing on this topic.
Good evening, people. I'm Brandon, and I was addicted to prescription drugs as a teen until I wanted help, and I was able to get it and become clean.
At what age did you get hooked on prescription drugs, and why did you start taking them?
I got hooked on prescription drugs when I was about 14. It was an on and off thing for me. By the time I turned 15, I was completely addicted to them. My grandmother has always been prescribed painkillers and all type of other drugs, and she used to leave them out in the open. So I just used to sneak a couple, not knowing what was going to happen.
What was your lifestyle while you were taking them?
My life consisted of being a certified junkie. A junkie is a person that craves a drug bad, and for the most of the time, they can't function without it. I was lazy. I stopped going to school for a period of time, and when I did go to school, I slept through all my classes because I was so high up on drugs.
Did anything or anyone influence you to start taking drugs? If so, how, what, or who influenced you?
I saw everybody doing drugs, such as my peers, the celebrities, and etc. So I took the risk of trying them myself, but I ended up getting hooked on them.
Did you think it was a good feeling to be addicted?
To me? Nah, it wasn't a good feeling at the time. It was a good feeling at the time when I used to be high until I had a horrific experience at the age of 18.
What was your horrific experience, if you don't mind me asking?
One night I was at a party. I'm having fun taking drugs back to back. The whole time I was at the party, I was alert. But when I got in my car to go home, I just didn't make it home that night.
What do you mean you didn't make it home?
I was on 285 going home, and suddenly I wake up in the hospital. I wrecked my car because I passed out due to taking too many different drugs. I found out that I hit two cars and flipped over and ended up in the ditch.
Oh my God. So therefore, you having the accident and being hospitalized, were you hurt from the accident?
Yes, I was hurt very bad. I broke my right arm, three of my fingers on the same arm. The windshield scratched my face up, and the glass from the windshield cut through my clothes and cut through my chest. Had to get my chest stapled together to close the cut. I was also charged with DUI and vehicular homicide. I hit a lady who was pregnant, and her baby died during the accident, and she ended up with permanent brain damage. Had to serve 18 years in prison behind this. Just imagine, from 18 to 36 years old, I didn't get to enjoy any of my adult life at all.
Wow. Well, I guess you are scared from this terrible experience.
Yes, I am, because it haunts me until this day, because that I took a baby's life and almost took the mother's life too.
By having this accident and experience the addicted life, what do you suggest people should do to slow down drug usage?
Okay, this is going to be the crazy part. I know you won't agree with me, but I know this will work because it's the only way to scare anybody. I guess we should suggest that teens that are addicted to should be entered in a rehab facility, and parents can't stop them from entering. They will choose a drug of their choice, and will be administered a little at a time, and the dosage will increase by the day. After 2 weeks, parents will visit and witness their children act crazy and crave like junkies due to these drugs. So what if there's a few overdoses? They should have got addicted in the first place.
Wait, hold on. So you saying that teens should be entered into rehab instead of getting help? They should get hooked even more and most likely die off of it? And have their parents witness it too?
Yeah, because even if you give them help, they're not going to accept it. Only way they want to accept help is if they want the help. And most of them don't want it.
So why would you suggest something so terrible?
All because we can't make them stop by simply telling them to stop. Some need to experience the horrible life of being addicted, and maybe it'll terrify them by witnessing overdose and seeing others drop dead.
do you think that it will impact parents in a positive way or a negative way?
I think it'll impact them in both ways. Positive way is parents will start watching after their children. They'll start letting their children have so much freedom. And the negative ways is they'll lose their children, their loved ones, and that'll mess the parents up for life.
I could agree on this idea, but I can't agree with the death involved. I just don't think it's right.
Death is the most important thing to scare teens from situations like this, or anybody like this. We just can't expect for them to stop out of nowhere and think it's going to be okay. We need to scare them to the point when they want to be little angels again.
Could you provide any possible outcomes referring to your suggestions?
Parents be actual parents. The high school graduating rate will begin to rise. Teens will be motivated to get a job and do something with themselves. And there's a lot of possible outcomes for the suggestion. It's just that I'm trying to make a suggestion to get everyone to stop doing this type of stuff.
Well, thank you, Brandon, for coming here. Is there anything that you would like to say before we close the podcast?
Before you decide on taking drugs, think about what I said would happen to me at the age of 18.
Well, there you have it, and thank you for tuning in to The Fix.